It's just another day for you and me in paradise.
Hello, hello. Oh my God. Are we all having this under the weather, weird kind of like, it's not really a cold, but it almost feels like hay fever, sinus infection vibes. I feel like we're all there. I hope you lot are recovering well. I am. To be honest, these days I'm lucky enough that with my immune system, I don't really get like sick. I just get like a little bit congested and a little bit, yeah, I guess congested is the word. So luckily I feel pretty good and I've been still managing to be kind of productive, even though I'm finding my motivation to be still be a little bit low, but we're getting there. It's been a wild week. So much has been going on, actually unrelated to K-pop. Yesterday, the formerly known Duke of York, Prince Andrew, put out a statement to say he would not be using those titles anymore. Yes, he's still technically that, but you know, he vehemently denies all allegations. But baby, why are you doing this then? So it's very interesting. I was so excited by that news. I found it like we need... Some shit's about to go down. And I love it when people in these elite positions still experience the same hurdles that anyone else kind of like, you're not invincible to it. Your shit can happen to you as well. So I suspect something is about to go down, whatever it is. So anyway, back to the news that I'm sure we're all sick of seeing, but I also still want to discuss because it is hot news. This W event for breast cancer in South Korea called Love Your W. Girl, do you know what's so crazy? Like, I saw clips from the event and I thought it was just like a cute dinner, people just jamming and having a good time drinking. I thought, oh, this is so nice. Like, oh, look at everyone having a jolly good time. Only for the next day, I feel like it was the next day. I think I must have seen it. Maybe it was later that same day because I would have seen in the afternoon, nighttime over there. But I guess it was the next day for them. They all woke up with hot coals on their head because it all just hit the fan. Because we then come to find out that this event is for breast cancer awareness and it's a charity event and it's supposed to raise money. So then people are like, when? Is the breast cancer awareness in the room with us? It really wasn't, clearly. So the range of people that were there, you had BTS's J-Hope, RM, and Taeyong. Then you had Les Seraphim's Chaewon, and I think Kazuha was there. And then you had Esper's Giselle and Karina. You had some actors as well. It was just, it was a elite people, the proper upper class. And before I even, at some points I just speak to them as they come to my mind, but it amuses me the sort of disconnection people have, because now you're acknowledging that they are individual adults with their own autonomy and like they're not to be coddled. But then when we try to critique them in other things, you guys do so much to do. And fair enough, the same people might not be protecting them are not the same ones who are critiquing them. But I think there's also a lot of overlap of people who are disappointed and go, no, I expected more from you, blah, blah, blah. But then if you always treat them as children, how do you expect them to behave accordingly in the right situations? Because you lot are always there to protect them. You're always there to try to absolve them of any accountability. So these are some of the things that went wrong. And some of the red flags were the lack of visible breast cancer awareness symbols, like not a single pink ribbon in sight, dress code, and no mention either in the speeches or anything besides a couple of people, but I'll touch on that later. No one spoke about screenings. And now something that's just dawned on me right now in this moment is that knowing how deeply misogynistic Korea is, and for to do that for an event for something that affects predominantly women or cis women, it just adds an extra layer of God, you lot couldn't, it just made it a little bit extra icky. And then you had the performances. So you have All Day Project, the co-ed group from the Black Label, which already has its controversies because of the member Tarzan and his appropriation, etc. They're performing their songs. And I have to think, of all the people that you have that are idols, even if you want to look at just the rookies to perform at that event, you pick All Day Project? How does that song do anything? And granted, to be honest, right, I've not actually fully looked at the structure of the event, but I'm sure all of this is the after party. So after you've had the dinner, and I'm guessing people have done the donations and the performances come, I'm guessing if this was during the dinner or even before the dinner, that's even more insane, but I don't think so. Of all the people you could have had, does it really make sense to have that group perform and those songs? It's not really the most inspiring songs. And I get it that, I don't know. No, I don't get it. Because if it was a Met Gala, they have like Rihanna or whatever perform, but, and they're raising money, but the tone of the event is just, it's a fashion event essentially. And it's just also, yes, it raises money for the arts and the Met, but it's still not as serious as breast cancer, you know? So I found that wild. And then that was one thing. But then Jay Park's performing and then he's singing Momme, which references breasts as well. And it's like, guys, really? Like, granted, he was injured and that's what's crazy as well. My man is wearing a foot, what you call them? The foot thing when you've like injured your ankle or whatever, and he's got a crutch and he's on stage still doing that. And it's like, you actually, in this case, you actually didn't need to. you could have stayed your ass at home and recovered. But no, you thought, let me come and do the inspirational wordings of Momme to this audience as they donate. I don't get it. I really don't understand the thought process. And I don't know if it was him or someone else, but nothing was when All Day Project were performing. In the background, there's a picture of a woman, which is a cover of, I think it was a cover of a W magazine or something like that. There was a picture of a woman in a bikini bent over, like, hello? You know the Melania, hello? I was perplexed by that as well. That's just an extra layer of, this is so dystopian. What the fuck are you lot doing? Like, that, crazy. So if you think about that, I can understand why people were upset, because you lot are not taking it seriously. It's actually a serious event and you've got unserious performances. You could have had even a group like Let's Say From doing, because a lot of the music is actually very female empowerment, maybe even, I don't know, Fearless or something where I get that you're all pop artists, but we can do something that has some sort of message. So you've got that aspect. And then you have the aspect of the money. How are you lot having an event go on for 20 years and you've only raised 1.1 billion won, which is about $775,000, so probably about 500 and something thousand pounds. Turn it on. Let's talk me through your working out. What have you lot been doing for the last 20 years? And then on top of that, this is not on my research, but apparently of the money that has been raised, it's hard to trace how much has actually gone to the foundation. I think it's even less. So what is going on? Is it like a money laundering thing, or like what's actually going on? Is it just a party? Like, clearly you're not there for the foundation or to raise awareness. So people were vexed about that, rightfully so. So the money, big issue. They've not done anything productive. So especially considering the people that are there, they can make that money probably from one sponsored post or a paid partnership or something really minor. So it also makes me think these people are literally just coming to party. And if they're partying with the money, they might be doing like a little $5,000 here, a little $1,000 here and there, because over 20 years, you lot are really not opening your purses. Now, if we then consider who is to blame, because everyone has been cooking everyone, essentially, the celebrities and W. And it's funny, actually, someone was saying, you lot have not tweeted about the actors because you won't get engagement. And that's true. And that's true. They can get away with it because we know the singers more. The singers will face the brunt of it. So for me, the W and the sponsors, they designed the event, I guess, primarily as a fashion celebrity gala. But then is it under the guise of awareness? And then you also have the idols themselves. Now, this is when it gets a bit complex because people, I feel like, are coming for different people for different reasons. And I will explain why I agree with some and why I also disagree in some ways. Of course, these are autonomous adults who I believe get away with so much more than what we even see, that for a lot of them, they would have gone into the situation completely naive to the consequences and completely unaware and not really present as to why am I going here. Not every single one of them, but the majority. So for a lot of them, I'm pretty sure they're shocked to be getting this kind of level of vitriol and critique and backlash because they're so used to things going their way and then being coddled by their fans as well as being coddled by, or just not even being coddled also, but also just being hidden and not really having their flaws or any errors being made so public, especially for the bigger artists like the Espers or BTS or even as to be fair, they're all big artists, to be honest. So I think in that aspect, they are definitely in shock at this because they would have just thought, oh, we're having fun and whatever. And look, at least we're not doing anything gruesome, but they're forgetting that to be critiqued, you're not always doing explicitly horrible things. Sometimes you're just present in the wrong place and you're getting things wrong. So I think it also says a lot that select members and groups were there. Of course, maybe you could say, oh, the company chose those members, but we don't know. We can never confirm. Or some of them were like, no, I think we're going to go. And the others were like, no, I'm going to stay home. We don't really know like what the thing process looked like, but it could be either or, which means you can't be definitive in saying that, well, I don't know, they chose to go because they were forced to go. You don't know that. They could have just wanted to go. And the other two or the other four, whatever, were like, no, I think we're going to stay. I think I'm going to miss this one. You don't know. And for me, that shows a possible opening of this personal responsibility in the events you go to. And maybe for a lot of them as well, they don't get to socialize much openly with other idols. So they took this event as a chance to socialize and in a very innocent way to be like, let's just go out and have fun and have this, but then completely forgetting what the event really is about. I'm assuming that, you know, but that could not be the case. But I just think it's not as black and white as their hands were tied. You don't know that. It could be anything. And then also, from the audience perspective, is it fair to them as well to be as harsh as we're being? Because at the end of the day, they're invited. They might think being there is also going to help bring awareness to it. Who knows? But then I always think, but you didn't open your purse. This is where I'm like, it irritates me because I'm just like, you lot were there, but there's no one going, actually, the event was actually X, Y, and Z, but look how much money they raised. People would then shut up, I think. It would be like, you know what, fair enough. At least they raised a lot of money. Cool, like, that's fine. But the fact that we're not really hearing anything about that shows that they really was just there to party. And that's really inappropriate and they should absolutely be reprimanded for that. Now, we also have Ray from IVE. She was one of the few celebrities. Her and Wani from Islet were the only two celebrities who actually, at least two, who actually spoke up. One here on stage, she did talk about getting your screenings and doing all that kind of thing, which is so cute. And that's so adorable considering how young she is. I think it's really admirable that she did that. And then Ray, I'm just trying to find exactly what she said. She said, though it's not exactly the same, I've experienced pain too. I started the campaign before attending and I hope awareness grows. very brief statement, but it says a lot. I think it really, it shows, it's just like, nah, I don't know what them lot were doing over there, but I think I did my part and I hope the awareness grows. And like I said as well, because it is a woman's issue, considering what we hear all the time about the misogyny, I was pleasantly surprised by those two, and kudos to them for doing it. And then you have a dickhead like Jay Park. So I find it so sad that, as I don't know, is he 39 now or even 40? He's a grown ass man, and yet he couldn't take it on himself to actually appreciate where the backlash was coming from and to apologize properly. Instead, he then made it about himself and said, he said, if any, so the full statement is, after the official breast cancer campaign event, I understood the party and the performers were for those who had gathered for a good cause and good intentions, taking time out of their busy schedules. So I just performed as usual. If any cancer patients felt offended or uncomfortable after seeing my performance, I apologize. I wish you good health, fighting or waiting. I performed with a good heart without pay, despite my injury. Please don't exploit that good intention. You are a grown man. And he's made it. The layers of sass in that fucking statement. You've made it about your celebrity friends who've taken time out of their busy schedules, which is a fair thing to say. They have got busy schedules, but then they didn't open their purses. Goes back to that point. Like, what are they there for? So you said that you hope they're there for good cause and good intentions, but because of the result of it, the intentions don't look as good because there was no money. Like, and if there is money, it's nowhere near enough to warrant the backlash. So you're speaking up for them. And of all the songs you could perform, yes, I understand it's one of your biggest songs, probably the biggest song in Korea. But then again, that's not on you. That, for me, goes back to the sponsors and the organizers. Why would you invite Jay Park to sing that song, knowing it's his biggest song? You couldn't have gotten Sista or someone. You couldn't have gotten a girl group. I don't know. You could have got, there's so many artists. There are so many artists they could have picked, but you pick him, knowing his music is not particularly inspirational. And he probably will talk about breast in there. So that's on the sponsors and the organizers. To say, to start an apology with if you feel offended or uncomfortable, I'm sorry. That is not an apology, my dear. But that's you're putting it on the person. It's like, well, if you feel that way, I'm sorry. That's not it. Rather than saying, I apologize for my actions and my selection of the song. It was not my intention, at least. But he really did that. And then to say, now then he puts it on himself, make him sue for him. I performed with a good heart without pay, despite my injury. Who told you to? You actually didn't need to, because you said you understood what the event was essentially about and what the kind of performance was about. You didn't have to do it for without pay because you're injured. You actually could have stayed at home. So, and then to threaten it with, don't exploit my good intention. But you actually, Jay Park is not a real person. He's not real. He is not real. So that is one thing. And then you have the army who are absolutely up in arms that anyone is having any critique towards the BTS members being there. On one hand, I understand, yes, some people are going out of the way to come for BTS. And for particularly, I've seen weird vitriol around their looks in a very brand new way that I've never seen before on Twitter. Everyone is getting really nasty. And I was like, since what's going on here? This is not it. If we're going to critique, let's critique things that are we critique over, but not shallow things that are just nasty to be mean for mean sake. So yeah, on that hand, there is that. But on the other hand, they've got the track record that the things that they've been up to for the last 6 months have not been good. V with the Coca-Cola, RM with the AI, he's funding, was it OpenAI, or part of someone's part? I've not looked into it properly. I had the article open, but I didn't really get a chance to really deep dive. So that is not a great look. And then you also have, what else? McDonald's. They had like a McDonald's campaign and all these things. And it's like they are grown men who know what shares are and they know how businesses run and they know the politics of things, but they're still choosing to do these things. So when it comes to an event like this, yes, they didn't create the event. Yes, they're not the organizers. Yes, they're not the only ones there. But because of their current track record, people are going to be, I guess, more vitriolic because they're also, from who they've always been about, what they've always been about, sorry, it doesn't feel right with their branding for them to catch themselves in a mess like this. It's like, no, we expect better. And that's what it is as well. So I do believe, yes, some people are being unnecessarily unfair to them and targeting them. But I can absolutely also see why, because things have not been cute as of recent. And then Giselle from Espa got some unfair, I guess it's kind of fair criticism because she stumbled a little bit. But for me also, this is why it's hard as someone in the audience as well. Even when I was seeing the BTS clips and everyone, it was also nice to see them have fun and just socialize and do whatever. So it's a weird thing to then realize, oh, that's what the event was. Okay, maybe we shouldn't have seen that. But it's good that we did because maybe they can learn from it. But on one hand, I never felt like, oh, how dare she stumble out drunk? Because I'm like, this is cute. It's so nice. These idols go through a lot and they're very busy and they have to uphold so much for the cameras and never get to be their true self. So when you see one stumbling and they're a bit drunk, it's like, oh, they're human just like us. But unfortunately, just do it at the right event. Don't do it for a breast cancer awareness party and open your purse. So for me, what I would like for them to do, what I would have liked really, even in the last couple of days, release a statement, apologize and understand how it looks and open your purse. Imagine if right now the BTS members had done, or the three who were there, release a statement and donate $50,000. Boom. Then it looks good. You've understood the critique. Same with the Aespa members, same with the LeSserafim. Do something. But it feels like the silence is making people more agitated because then you don't care. So it's a very complex issue. But I would hope, better yet, that they can take the critique, because mind you, for a lot of them, this was their first time really feeling this sort of media. This is actually a bit of a scandal, I would say. And I hope they're not approaching it with their egos and like, well, we were there for an event, we were invited. I hope they're there and go, and do you know what? I get it. This wasn't a good look. Let's apologize and let's donate some money. I would hope so. So, and I'm curious as well how this will affect future events, because people also said they're trying to make excuses, being like, but the events are always like this in Korea. This is what charity events are like. Maybe we should change that then. Or maybe don't film it. And better yet, if they are like that and there's no money, what are we actually excusing? If they're like that and people are donating in the tens of thousands, sure, bring up the cocaine even, go crazy. But if you're just partying to barely raise money, then it's an event for stunting and just clout, essentially. Then it's not really serving a meaningful purpose, is it? It's not a charity event at all. So I think that's where I stand overall. It's such a wild... Do you know, things just really come out of nowhere? But let's hope it's a learning curve for them all. And I will speak to you lot next time. Bye.